The mules are in the corral. Welcome to Mule Talk, and I'm Cindy K. Roberts, your host.
On this week's episode of Mule Talk, I am hanging out at Cowtown Trailers, and I had the opportunity to talk with the head honcho, Rick Damuth of Cowtown Trailers. Rick, thank you for taking the time out to talk with us.
Always a pleasure and honor. It's all mine.
Well, thank you, sir. I've bought a couple of trailers here over the years, and I'm loving it so much to this day that I don't want to part with it. And especially since your service department is so outstanding. I mean, I can only praise your guys for all the work that they've done. And so tell me, how do you become so good at the service industry? What are your key components? Or do you want to share that with us? Maybe you don't want your competitors to know.
No, I mean, it's just good people. These folks come to work for me. They really, like I did, knew nothing. They're just kind of on the job training. But a lot of these guys have been with me for decades now, and it's hard to throw them a curve, Cindy. It really is. You know, you don't bring them stuff that they scratch their head and say, I've never seen this before. They've been there, done that.
That is so cool. They do have a really good, positive perspective about their work and their ethics. I mean, it's just amazing. And like you said, you have really good people. Tell me, though, you're the head honcho here, and let me know, what is hot with horse trailers?
You know, these stock combos that you're seeing going up and down the road, where a lot of the people can haul their horses, a lot of people are showing cattle, or they're doing both, and then they're hauling their side-by-sides in it. So the stock combo right now is probably the hottest thing on the planet as far as horse trailers are concerned.
So we're talking, when you say stock combo, the middle part of the trailer is like, for, is that where the ramp is and you have storage there? Or
that's where your mid-tack, most of 90% of them, more than that, probably 95% of them will have a mid-tack there. And the back end is completely open. Some will have slant dividers to haul your horses or mules in. Some of them will be open and will just have one center gate. And then you can also have that center gate, Cindy, on a roller. So if you needed let's say a 4-foot section in the front and a 12-foot section in the back, or you need to split it, you could roll that gate back and split it right down the middle. So that's pretty convenient. We do quite a few of those. They call them floating center gates.
Oh, that's pretty neat. So when you're on the road, you don't really have to get out of your trailer to move around to take care of your stock.
Well, you're talking about the pass-through door. Yes, they'll have the pass-through door. But the center gate that I'm talking about is actually the gate that separates, if you want to put two mules in the front, two mules in the back. So that gate there in the middle is what moves around, floats around.
Okay, that's good. Yes, that's very functional. So, of course, everybody is going to aluminum. Is that the most popular trailer, the aluminum trailers, or do you still have a need for the steel?
The steel trailer's there. We see more steel trailers with the cattle. They're the ones that really take the beating because they're the ones that they go into the off-road with in the pastures.
Okay.
In twisting and flexing and stuff. I mean, we sell a really good aluminum trailer, but as far as being rugged, it's hard to beat a good steel trailer. And if you take a good steel trailer, a good one to start with, not junk to start with, but something good to start with, and you take care of it. And what I mean by take care of it is you keep it clean. You spray the rubber lining back on the walls.
Okay.
You keep it serviced. You keep your floors clean. A good quality steel trailer, Cindy, will last you decades.
Well, that is amazing. That's so good to know. So when you say spray the trailer, you're talking about as far as cleaning. You're not talking about adding some kind of a sealant or anything, are you?
I'm talking about both, because most of the time they'll come with a if they don't have a rubber spray on the walls, they need it. They need it. And I would tell you, because a lot of them that we sell will have a rubber spray on the wall, and that rubber spray will be there a long time. But for the sprayers to last, and we sell that spray again that you can come back, put back on it again. But you're adding, when you do that, you're not adding a year or two to your trailer. Cindy, I've seen here where you're adding decades. I mean, I've seen even the cheaper steel trailers coming here 20 years old, and still no holes in the wall, because somebody took the time to, that first they bought it with the rubber on it, so the manure and urine could never touch the steel to begin with, and then they kept it up.
That is really neat. This is all good information to know. I know several years ago when I was on the road, I was hauling and trying to keep up with this other group, and I was going too fast, and I swerved into a guardrail. You know, it can happen now. Yeah. It can happen. All right. So
I've been in this business long enough that I've seen it. I have seen. In fact, I've got into stuff, too. So, you know, it doesn't mean you're a bad driver. It just, that's why we buy insurance.
That's why we have insurance. And then I couldn't believe it when I came here. Your service department worked on my trailer, and you reinforced the frame on it. You put a beam in there. The work was amazing, and it's now like an armored car, and I love it. I absolutely love it. You guys did absolutely amazing job on it, so I got to give a really good shout out to your service department. So tell me, what is the most common things in your service department on what they do to the trailers?
Probably the most common thing is take care of people's wheel bearings and brakes. Okay. That would be the most common thing we do here. This is something that somebody needs to do probably at least once a year. You know, you've been down the road before, and you've seen these trucks and trailers sitting alongside the road with the wheel gone. You know, most likely they just hadn't have it serviced. But even servicing them doesn't mean that will never happen to you. I mean, sometimes wheel bearings just prematurely come apart. That's part of the reason that you want somebody that's really good packing wheel bearings, because they'll take your bearings apart, they'll clean them, and they'll visibly check them out in their hands and make sure there's no flat spot on the bearings or the cage is not starting to come apart. And, I mean, everything you do like that is, how can you say it, just another piece of the pie, I guess you could say, and they keep that in front of them. Then they hand pack them. So everything is done with hands on, and it's just, I don't know how to say it, it's just the right way to do it.
Darn, you know, that is so good to know. So once a year they need to have that checked out on their trailer. What about servicing any trucks? Do you do any kind of truck work? I know you're putting a flatbed on my truck today, and so is that pretty common work for you too?
It is. There's two trucks in the shop now. One's getting a hydro bed that it's actually a bed that's made to lift up the big round bales to put them out in the pastures. I think yours is a standard flatbed, just yes, made to pull a trailer with. So we do both those, and that's pretty common in our shop to do that. Now, we don't do wheel bearings and things on the trucks,
okay,
you know, which normally you don't see much of that. But everything else is, we're pretty much trailer oriented in that part of the shop. Now, we've got two more shops back there. Actually, three. We do tractor service. We've got a power sports store, so we do the ATVs, K&M ATVs, and UTVs. And then we've got a marine division, too. So, in one door down from where your trailer's sitting is two boats. And those guys there, they specialize in the marine side of this, too.
Wow, this is so cool, Rick. This is like a gigantic outdoor playground.
Well, it's called a superstore. There's the sign across the top of the building says we're a superstore. So,
and not just a redneck playground, right?
Yeah, that's probably pretty well right. Yes.
Well, Rick, okay. Now, if people wanted to get in touch with you, I guess you have a website, of course.
We do. It's CowtownUSAINC.com, CowtownUSAINC.com, or give us a call at 573-885-6300, 573-885-6300.
Rick, thank you so much for coming on to Mule Talk, and I'll visit with you again every time I come back here, if you're available.
Right. Pleasure and honor's mine.
And you're also doing a radio show, so why don't you give us a summary about that and how we can tune in?
Well, it's called Cowtown USA Outdoors. It's on Real Talk Radio 93.3. Or 107.3, and it's on 7 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning, and 7 o'clock Saturday morning, 7 to 8, so it's our show. And it's just, we deal with marine here, so we talk about fishing. We've got power sports here, so we talk about hunting. We've got tractors out here, so we talk about food plots. And we got the horse trailers. We talk about trail riding and riding and things like that. It's everything outdoors. Cowtown USA Outdoors is the name of the show. It starts this Saturday morning, first Saturday of June, and then 7 to 8 on Sunday morning. So if you get a chance, please tune in. I think it's pretty energetic. We don't drag on. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, the best talker out there, but I think it'll be interesting to you, and spread the word. I appreciate that. If you spread the word and tell people to turn it on, listen to it, you'll definitely like the radio station.
Thanks again.
All right. Thanks, Cindy.
If you'd like to be a guest on the show or a sponsor, send me an email, Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at everycowgirlsdream.com. Gotta go. My mule is looking for me.
Mule Talk is an Every Cowgirl's Dream production.